For this Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large, another poem from Linda Brothers' creative writing class at Fayetteville High School. The class wrote the poems using nature as the third place for the theme. It's part of the Poetivity arm of the Artisphere Festival, presented by Walton Arts Center. When I met the class last week at the school, Linda Brothers told me the poems the students chose to read that day were far different than what they had been just days prior.
These kids have been meticulous about going back over and over and over their own work. We're pretty hardcore about our revision. Sometimes we write nasty things like "so what" on a poem, and you have to be able to take that kind of criticism because we want, in the words of Miller Williams, for our work to begin with us as the writer, but to ultimately somehow end inside the reader. Because if you don't feel it, it's not finished.
The featured writer today, Cheyenne Larson, actually read a different version of her own poem than the printed version she had given me. She explained why she had decided to eliminate the use of a singer's name when describing a scene inside her work.
It just seemed too cluttered with Tom Petty in there. And really, a lot of my family, we're all from Tennessee and Arkansas and down south. So, I mean, if you hear "Dance, Last Dance with Mary Jane" and you don't know it's Tom Petty, then...
Here is Cheyenne Larson's poem using nature as a third place for the theme.
Riverbed for Southern Teenagers. We drove up, mud spattered and laughing, and it doesn't look like much. Graffiti trees that stand out among the forest, water flowing swiftly by without a second glance. Dirt is trodden down and muddies your toes. Rocks baking in the sun deliver a sting to the touch. And this was our everything. There is one rule. Don't do anything to attract the man. This is only for people like us, the ones who sing Bob Marley and dance a last dance with Mary Jane around the campfire, where firewood isn't the only thing burning, where bottles only look like they contain water, where tents are set up for looks because we will sleep where our faces meet the dirt, and where party fouls are forbidden. Otherwise, you'll get pushed into the water. In this place, all cell phones are required to be left behind for a night, or two, or three. Drama is to be left in the other world. Kind sarcasm, the only bullying we allow. Disobey and get ready for a swim, because that is a party foul, and party fouls are forbidden.
Cheyenne Larson is a graduating senior at Fayetteville High School. She read her poem last week inside the classroom of Linda Brothers' creative writing class at Fayetteville High. Cheyenne says she's preparing to study biology at the University of Arkansas this fall, but also plans to spend much time outdoors before then. Tomorrow on Ozarks, another poem from the class.
She grew up in Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. But she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, "I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving."